This is the Revitalize My Church podcast, created to help churches navigate change and reorient to a new and healthy future. This episode is hosted by the Executive Director of Assist Church Expansion, Nathan Bryant, and his ministry colleague, Bart Blair.
Welcome to the Revitalize My Church podcast. My name is Bart Blair. I am the Director of Church Revitalization for a ministry called Assist Church Expansion, and I am joined by the Executive Director of Assist Church Expansion, Nathan Bryant. And we're here today to start a brand new podcast, which we hope by the title is pretty self-explanatory what the podcast is going to be about. It's called Revitalize My Church. We're going to talk about revitalizing, renewing, refreshing the ministry in the local church. And let me say hello to Nathan Bryant. Nathan, thanks for being my podcast partner here.
Bart, it's a privilege to be your podcast partner. Would love to do it.
Yeah, we've been partners in a lot of things. We've never been partners in tennis or any sporting events, but we've been ministry partners in a lot of ways over the years. Yep. Why don't you share a little bit of your background, your story, kind of where you are and what you do, so that our audience has a little bit of background and framework for who we are and where we're coming from.
Sure. So 27 years ago, I led a team to Canada to plant churches, a mission team there, and we planted four churches over that period of time. And in the last 7 years, we redirected our effort to focus on our small fellowship of churches in the United States to plant churches. And as we pushed into that, trying to plant churches among our family, we realized that our fellowship has been losing churches over the last 20 years. So when I first went out to get missionary support from our small group of churches 20 years ago, we had lots and lots of churches that were 200, 150 or more all across the country. And as I went out to push to see if we could plant churches through those churches, 20 years later, 20% of them are gone, which is crazy. And another 20 to 30% are almost gone. And I'm like, okay, well, we could plant more churches, or we could try to save the ones we have, or we can do both. And so we started to push into that. So at Assist Church Expansion, we're focused on expanding our movement of churches across the United States and Canada. And we see that through church planting, but also through revitalizing and revisioning, as well as restarting churches that are in challenge. So that's kind of our focus. And we didn't start there. We started with just church planting, because I've been church planting and doing church planting for all these years, but realized that when a church has been in a community for generations and people have sacrificed and given to that, and you have a facility and you have a base of things to operate with, we could start a new church, or we could use the resources that are already there, the effort that's already put there, to help us lay the groundwork to get a new start in that community.
Yeah. So, I mean, you and I, we've known each other for the better part of, I want to say 24 years-ish. Yeah, so most of our adult life at this point has been spent in the church planting space. I joined your team about 5.5 years ago or so, really to kind of help with communications in the church planting space. Because again, that was my background. That's what I knew. And that's where we thought we were going to be living. And as we got into this lane of beginning to help churches find a fresh start, a new way forward, to kind of figure out how to get in out of the doldrums of ministry, out of the cul-de-sac of just kind of being stuck and not making progress, not making impact. I just began to develop a real love and a real passion for walking alongside these churches and helping them find a new day and a new fresh way forward. And so you and I have kind of stretched our muscles together over the last 5 or 6 years as we've learned how to do this. Our fellowship is a small fellowship of churches that, again, has lost a lot of churches over the past couple of decades, but we're not alone. We know that there are denominations and fellowships all across the country that are experiencing decline, a lot of churches that are stuck, that are stagnant, a lot of church leaders that are just unsure as to how to reverse the curve on the life cycle of their church. And so, as we've learned from many others, most of the things that we do, we've either taken and repurposed from our church planting experience, or we have learned from and listened to what other ministry leaders and other organizations and other consultants are doing to help churches find their new way forward. And we sort of put together a process and a plan that we feel like has helped us help some churches over the course of the last half dozen years. And so we really wanted to start this podcast to give us an opportunity to share this, not only with our own church family, our own fellowship of churches, but with the church in America, North America at large, because we're seeing the Lord bless us and bless some churches that we're working with. And so we figure maybe we've got some principles and some things that we can help others with. Hopefully they'll find them helpful. Now, this particular episode that we're recording today is we're calling it episode zero. It's just a, you know, dip your toes in the water to get to know who we are and a little bit of our background. Nathan mentioned that he had moved to Canada to do church planting, and he still lives in Canada. He's in the Toronto area. I was there in the Toronto area for about a dozen years as well, but I'm actually in Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is where I live, where I grew up, and where I'm involved in church planting again in the Dallas area. What we're going to do with this podcast as we get into episode one, which will be coming very soon, make sure that you subscribe. If you're listening to this and you haven't yet subscribe so that you don't miss the next episode that's coming. But our plan is to release two episodes each month. We're going to aim for the 1st and the 15th of each month. One episode every month is going to be Nathan and me sharing our principles, our experiences, our insights, the things that we're learning and the things that we're doing with the churches that are partnered with our organization. And then we're going to be inviting a bunch of people from both inside our fellowship of churches as well as outside, who are both revitalization thought leaders, people who have a lot of experience in this, maybe in their own family of churches, their own tribes, but also some practitioners, some people who have been pastors who have led churches through renewal and through a season of revitalization. Some of those will be pastors that are connected in our fellowship, and some of them will be pastors and church leaders from outside. We just really want to get a good give you, our audience, a good bit of exposure to what other people are doing, what we're doing, what others are doing, and hopefully you'll find some nuggets there that can help you in your church. We might have some bonus episodes from time to time. Again, that's why it's important that you subscribe so they always get delivered to your phone, your mobile device, or wherever you're listening. And then we're going to have a website. It's revitalizemy.church, www.revitalizemy.church. And on that website, we'll have additional content, some resources, some articles, and some other things. And on that website, you can subscribe to our email list. So as we're releasing new resources and new articles and things that might be relevant to church revitalization and church renewal, you'll get those delivered right to your inbox. So that's the lay of the land for what we're going to do. Nathan, any parting shots before we wrap up episode zero of this podcast?
Well, no, I'm excited to go on this journey together. I mean, when we first started to focus, we were focusing on church planting, and we still do that. But now we've been focused on revitalizing and restarting. And so we've been at this almost 6.5 years now. So it's crazy. Time is flying by. We've worked with about 40 or 45 different churches in some capacity at some level, and are starting to see the fruit of all of that work and effort. And we certainly haven't figured out everything, but we've got a few things that we feel like we have to share with others to hopefully make it more successful and see God's church move forward across the continent.
Absolutely. That's the goal. We want to help more churches reach more people for Jesus. We think it's not just good for the local church, but it's good for our country and it's good for everybody involved. So thanks again for tuning in to episode zero of the Revitalize My Church podcast. We'll see you in episode number one coming up real soon.